Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with Jonathan Todorov. He is a membership marketing intern here at the NATO Association of Canada. He is presently finishing his International Business Advanced Diploma at George Brown College. Jonathan is bilingual in Slovak and English. He is also the social media coordinator for a local restaurant. Jonathan has a keen interest in global affairs and is an active supporter of various LGBT, climate change, and other social causes. To begin, Jonathan, I want to immensely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I'd like to start off by having you tell all of our listeners more about yourself, along with the significance and impact of the work that you currently are doing here at the NATO Association of Canada.
Well, thank you for having me, Magdalena.
It's a pleasure.
It's great to be here. So I've been studying international business for the past 2 years, and I plan on continuing at George Brown College for an advanced diploma, and I plan on continuing my education at York University to gain my international business bachelor's degree. I've always had an interest in international relations and globalization, specifically from an economic and cultural perspective. And so my ultimate goal would be to help run large events as a project manager for well-established organizations such as NATO, the UN, the EU, or any other organization that promotes peace and security among nations on a global scale.
And I want to mention, as I stated before, we did have our 62nd ATA General Assembly, which took place on October 11th and 12th at the Weston Harbor Castle. This was a huge success. We had the Minister of Foreign Affairs, various diplomats, delegates, government officials, academics, students, and just influential members of our community. On top of that, we also had representatives from YATA, the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, and representatives from the ATA, the Atlantic Treaty Association. So what I want to touch on is your overall experience attending our 62nd ATA General Assembly, along with your experience helping and working as someone who was very active in coordinating, as someone who was very active in working closely with myself and Michael DeLeo as project managers, and as someone who played a huge role in the success of the conference. What did it feel like for you?
I think it was a really great opportunity to expand on my networking and to really be able to practice what I've learned, since it is project management that I would like to go into. I also enjoy marketing a lot, and the two kind of go hand in hand together, since they're two different lines of business. So it gave me a really good opportunity to be able to work in project management, to be able to utilize different skills that I've learned and that I've been working on, such as time management, various programs such as Microsoft Access, and to work on projects. And so it was really good to be able to use that in real time.
And I want to mention that we have such a strong team of program editors, of interns, research analysts, and people who are a part of our team here at the NATO Association of Canada. I want to personally thank each and every program editor here for all of your hard work, for all of your dedication, and for all of your help in making our 62nd ATA General Assembly a huge success. To date, I'm receiving emails from various delegates and diplomats and students who were so impressed with the quality of the conference and the organization of the conference that they're contacting us. They're contacting Julie Lindhout, who's the president here, and they're thanking us and our team for, you know, being such effective project managers, project coordinators, and for being such a strong team. So
I think everyone did a really good job, since it's not necessarily their field of expertise. And it was really good to be able to see everyone's skills, because everyone had slightly different skills, which really worked to the advantage of having a cohesive team. Yeah.
And I strongly agree with that. We also had volunteers, a team of volunteers, students from McMaster University, University of Toronto, and various other institutions who were just committed to working very closely with us. And as a result of that, we put on and organized a very successful conference. Overall, with all of your experience that you've had and the experience that you've obtained and gained while with our association, and with your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are interested in pursuing membership marketing and social media management?
So my best piece of advice would be to take every opportunity wholeheartedly. If you really know that you want to work in marketing for a particular company, it's important to know who you need to talk to, where to intern or work, and to always make sure, if it's from a social media perspective, to make sure you're tweeting out or mentioning them on Facebook or whatever your preferred platform is. Best is to use all three, especially if you're wanting to use social media, if that's what your forte is.
I agree with you 100%. I think social media is very powerful. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, as you know, we're very active in terms of using our social media. We have a Facebook account, a YouTube channel, we have LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. So I encourage all of you tuning in to follow us on all of these various platforms. It's a great way to stay connected, and it's a great way to see what we're working on. You know, we have many upcoming events. Our team of program editors here are working very hard on upcoming projects, managing various projects.
Yeah, I know we have two or three coming up.
Yeah,
within December. So
absolutely, go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, click on our events tab, and there you'll be able to see all of our past events along with upcoming events. With all of your experience, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you've done while with the NATO Association of Canada?
Yeah, of course. The most rewarding aspect has definitely been the ability to expand and practice the skills that I learned at school. It's one thing to have group projects and write papers and write up exams, but I found that you learn the most by actually applying what you've learned at school in a work environment. It's also been a really good networking opportunity. Going back on the ATA, it was an amazing opportunity to meet delegates and ambassadors from Parliament here and also from Europe. So it's been a really good international networking exposure. The challenging aspect has definitely been trying to figure out how to position myself within the NAOC. Since there aren't a lot of marketing people here, I found that I had to come up with my own tasks and projects and really apply what I've learned through myself very independently. So I had to do a lot of my own tasks and projects, such as marketing to university students, creating adverts for membership, and this is all things that I had to come up with. It's basically all on my own. So it's definitely a bit daunting to have to be so independent in the area that I've only been studying so far. And it's made me jump out of my comfort zone, but that's really important to jump out of your comfort zone, because otherwise you won't learn and really learn anything in the field that you're studying.
Absolutely, and I do want to mention that you certainly did take the initiative to implement many projects that have resulted in effective marketing strategies here at the NAOC, and for that, on behalf of the NAOC, I want to personally thank you. And on top of that, you made an interesting point when you mentioned that whatever you, in a way, put into an internship is what you get back in exchange.
Of course.
So for any interns that are coming in during the new term, I do want to mention that certainly do strive to have projects that you will be a part of, and certainly do strive to take the initiative to come up with various projects, to come up with various strategies, and to collaborate with various other program editors and members of your team. You did that, and as a result of that, you not only practiced and showcased your skills, but you were able to, you know, actively be involved in the 62nd ATA General Assembly while also managing various marketing strategies that you were coming up with, all at the same time.
You want to expand on as many skills as you can, right?
Exactly. So that's a good point that you brought up. And what I also encourage all of the new program editors that will be coming in during the winter term to do is to ask for advice. Because obviously, those who have been around have a certain amount of expertise and knowledge. And what I find is it's oftentimes useful to sit down to talk to the person that you know, you'll be working directly with on mm-hmm. one project or another, just to obtain feedback and to obtain input about, you know, what strategies should be implemented,
mm-hmm.
what advice can be provided. And in a way, it's a form of mentorship, which is
mm-hmm.
highly beneficial to anyone starting out any internship or any position anywhere.